Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. On April 5th, 2011, Supreme Master Qinghai accepted an invitation by radio talk show host and producer of Spiritual Awakening Radio, James Bean, for a discussion about Supreme Master Qinghai's latest book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. On his blog, Gaia, at santmat.gaia.com, Mr. Bean, who is also a comparative religion scholar and book reviewer, shared the seven things which he believes. God is real. God is love. All the world scriptures teach about the same manifestation of God as an inner mystical light and sound. Our true identity is soul, the self. We can experience God's love during meditation and can rise above the body consciousness to explore the kingdom of the heavens within. And finally, our purpose of life is fulfilled when we are initiated into the mysteries of the Spirit by a living teacher or Sant Satguru. To share the wisdom of the Masters, the richness of the world scriptures, and the diverse spiritual paths and world religions, Mr. Bean started to produce his own programs on Spiritual Awakening Radio, which is a weekly program broadcast on HealthyLife.net radio network. Founded by Linda McKenzie in 2002, HealthyLife.net was one of the first live, all-good news radio stations on the Internet. It initially broadcast 5 days a week, and 2 years later, HealthyLife.net has over 2 million listeners worldwide in 49 countries, broadcasting 24/7. Today, it has millions of loyal listeners in over 100 countries, reaching over 1,200 cities throughout the U.S. HealthyLife.net radio is also syndicated on many internet radio streams, private radio networks, and is available on Wi-Fi, PDAs, and smartphones. We now invite you to listen to part one of Interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio, which was broadcast on April 26, 2011.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
It's time for spiritual awakening. There's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view are getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, mysticism, meditation, and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West. My name is James Bean. My guest today is Supreme Master Qinghai, environmentalist, humanitarian, peacemaker, and spiritual teacher. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening.
Hi, James.
Nice to connect with you today.
Nice to see you again. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to be with you today. I am becoming optimistic that the world is beginning to understand the connection between diet, health, and climate change. All new ideas are resisted at first, of course. The first time a truth is spoken, it's regarded as heresy. But if it continues to be spoken, and it really is the truth, it eventually will be embraced, perhaps reluctantly at first, but it will eventually prevail. My sense is that there will be some additional traumatic events making the headlines, more glaciers melting, more earthquakes, droughts, mudslides, and so on. But eventually, even the most resistant to change will be convinced. I was debating with someone at Facebook recently about climate change and said to them that Some leaders are still in denial about climate change, but their grandkids won't be. Supreme Master Ching Hai, you were one of the early voices, one of the few spiritual teachers in the world, leading the way on this issue of diet and climate change. Years ago, back before this information was widely known by many, how did you come to adopt the vegan diet?
How? Yes, you know, my grandma practiced vegetarian. Actually, when I say vegetarian, I meant vegan. In Vietnam, we don't know much about cheese stuff anyway, yes? Except some children, babies. If the mother doesn't have enough milk or some problem with the mother, then they took cow's milk, yes? Yes. And all the Buddhist monks I met were all vegetarian. That was in my childhood, yeah? Yeah. I study also many contemporary scriptures, especially Buddhism. It was from a world religion's doctrine. And there is a voice always within us, you know, right, James? That we should abstain from harm to others, yes. And it just often suppressed the voice due to circumstances and background. Otherwise, I think everybody knows vegan is the best for all of us and for the planet.
Right. And how did you come to know of this link between the vegan diet and climate change? Is this really intuition, inner guidance, knowledge from within during meditation that there'd be this need to reach out to the world and to sound the warning, if you will, you know, about the link between diet and the environment?
Yes. It's also first by intuition. You know, some days when I, just say one day, yeah, I meditate and suddenly I was startled by some real grave images and information that comes flooding in, yes? Like, okay, there's methane gas, there is, you know, carbon dioxide, there will be catastrophic consequences from the meat industry, for example, yes? Yes. And then, of course, I do research to confirm the facts. You know how people need evidence and facts, yes? They don't just believe you. Mm. There is a law anyway, of course, an effect. Even if we don't have intuition, or if we don't want to listen to our intuition or inner guidance, then we still know that in this physical world there is a law of cause and effect. There are physical evidence everywhere we turn. As the Bible says, as you sow, so shall you reap. And the Buddhist, Hindu law of karma, yes. Just sow an apple seed, for example, then we will have an apple tree, and then apple fruits. That's very simple.
In your new book, From Crisis to Peace, you mentioned, due to all inhabitants of the world's good karma, this beautiful planet was created. But if it's all covered up by the new bad karma, then the planet and or the inhabitants will perish. Recently, we have heard you speak about GQ, or God quality, and that it is our unwise decisions which have covered up our God quality. What does GQ fully mean?
GQ is God quality, yes. The light, that is the quality of God. That's why we must find the light. We must find the source of the light, which is God quality, which is also our original quality. God quality means the original, untarnished nature of the universal power of love. This power is inherent in all beings, humans and non-humans, even plants, trees, even rocks, minerals. The more GQ a being has or recovered, yes, the more loving, the more selfless, and more noble that being would be.
How can we improve our God quality in order to bring the planet back to its original beautiful state?
Yes, yes, yes. Simple. Be veg, go green, do good. And of course, you know already. Better still that we should get in touch with our source of power, of love and protection through meditation on the light. First, we have to be connected with the light, you know, the way you are. Yeah, the best and the fastest is the light and sound method, yes, which you yourself practice through a competent guide. I also practice this inner God, light and sound, and show how to worldwide people when they ask.
Right.
Light is our essence. Light is God quality. So if we see the light, if we're connected with the light, then we are assured of our God quality, not to be covered, and that we live with this daily. And we can even uncover more and more of this GQ within ourselves by the practice of the light and the sound combination.
I have a copy of your new book, From Crisis to Peace.
Wow, you are very up-to-date.
I'm up-to-date. Still warm. Ink is drying. In the book, From Crisis to Peace, you also plead with the world, saying how I really want to embrace the leaders and non-leaders, people of the world, and tell them, wake up, wake up. I want to embrace them and tell them, wake up now. Wake up, my love. Wake up, my friend. Save yourself. I understand that you believe all world leaders should help their citizens wake up by implementing the vegan law in their countries. Tell us about the proposed vegan law.
Yes. Well, I do believe this, you know. I do believe that vegan will save the planet. And I do believe that the government leaders, the world leaders, can bring it into fruition, and make it into law even. We just need a little push from government and the media to make it come true. People are ready. As I said, we have a voice. We have a voice within which tells us to be kind to all beings. There's no need to meditate even to feel the pain of others and of animals. Don't you think? No need. They have blood. Their blood flows out just like ours, red. And they scream, they agonize just the way we do, if we are hurt in the same ways. So humans are inherently compassionate. I do know that, and I do believe in that still. To kill anything, anyone, even animals, directly or indirectly, is not our nature. So vegan law should be implemented, you know, because it's a loving reminder of all citizens to be peaceful within and without, live and let live. If we do not kill animals, then we will not kill man. And peace will be naturally achieved. Nowadays, you know, many countries already ban cruelty to animals to some extent. And I know, for example, like in Italy, blessed be this country, you are entitled to rent a place without landlord refusal because of your pets. They cannot refuse your rent because you have a pet. You know, in some country, the landlord can refuse you outright because you have pets. Yes. In Italy, no. No. It's forbidden. You can bring your pets right into the rental house and nobody can say anything. Yes. And anyone who sees animals, wild animals, injured on the road, or if they injure the animals, the wild animals on the road, they must take them to the vet for treatment, as by law. Yeah? Just like human. If they don't do it, they will be fined. They will be punished. So vegan law is the mark of a more civilized society, me think. When compassion or universal love is the norm, meaning the people therein are already above hatred and vengeance, Now, if people adhere by the vegan law, and if the government implements it, I think that society already shows a great deal, a great leap forward in the evolution. Yes, because we will be above hatred and vengeance, which is the mark of higher level of conscience when we are compassionate, yes, and have love for all beings.
Sounds like Italy is further ahead, perhaps the legacy of St. Francis of Assisi,
yeah,
and love of animals, you know,
yes,
makes them a little further ahead, you know.
Yes, I love Italy. Yes.
Yeah, what steps could leaders take to bring in the vegan law and make it permanent? It'll be a big struggle probably in some countries, you know, the old way versus the new, but it'll be we'll all be working hard on this to make this happen.
Yes, we should work harder. You know, media is one of the tools that the government can use, like magazine, newspaper, TV, radio, internet, ads, you know, posters, flyers, grassroots information, to explain to people the harms of animal diets, because they're harmful. The animal diets is harmful to our health even. And the government should subsidize only organic vegan, you see? Oh, vegan at least, nah? Best is organic vegan because it's also absorb the CO2 in the air. Mm. Best is organic vegan production and farming. Give info to people, train people to go into this direction, encourage vegan supply shops and restaurants, cafe, bistro, etc., etc. No, Imbiz, yes, or even fast food. Mm? And be a vegan example themselves, the leaders, yes. And be open about the new, exciting vegan lifestyle. There's no use being vegan and stuck in the closet. Nah? There's nothing shameful about being vegan. It should be a celebration of goodness and nobility and the greatness of that leader. I applaud and salute any leader who gone vegan. Yeah, better still, they should be open about it, so that other people will follow their examples. To be a leader is to be an exemplary torchbearer of the truth and of goodness, right, James?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Hopefully, encourage positive change.
Yes, the people would follow a leader. That's why they voted for them, no? Don't you think so?
Right.
So, and this will offer a lot of new jobs even for people, yes? Nowadays, with the economic trouble, and unemployment and thing like that. So I think vegan and new green energy will open a lot of new doors for employment. And it's exciting. And they should create even one special unit for vegan trend and for citizens' health reason, you see? Tax-saving reason, world-saving reason, planet rescuing reason. These are good enough already for any government to implement this vegan law. Yeah?
Right. The cost of health care, reducing the cost.
Yes, that we didn't even mention yet. You're right. How much it costs, everything else, yes? Now, smoking ban indoor and alcohol are even more difficult, you see, as people are addictive and nothing can replace alcohol or tobacco for them. You see? But the world government did it. They made it. See?
Yeah.
And nowadays, I saw one of the community building, they begin to even forbid even smoking outdoor and indoor as well. Even inside people's house, private house. Wow, I am so happy. You see, people comply. You see? Huh? Government made it. In many cases, alcohol ban even successful also. You see, nowadays, alcohol is less than everywhere and less accidents even, huh? Mm. Right. Less heart attack. The results is evidence everywhere. So see, people will comply if they are informed about what's good for them. They will know the government's best intention, genuine interest in the citizens' well-being. It will work. We need the courageous and wise leaders. That's it. They have to get out of the roots and do it.
Yep, like pollution laws and smoking and
yes.
Drunken driving and all those.
Yes.
It's very much like that.
Yes, it's done. It can be done. You see, look, the government sent people to war. And that's the law even. Huh? You can't not go to war. When the government recruits you for war, you have to go. Now, in certain age, you know that, in many countries. Then they go, anyway. Even to die in the foreign land. Even not always have a good cause. People can still be talked into sacrificing their precious lives, which they have only one, for war. Here, you see? So, now, vegan law is to live. Live longer. Live healthier. Yes, protect the environment, save precious rainforests and dwindling water resources. Yes, protect immediate lives, save money, see? Boost economy, especially in our bankruptcy time, see? Hey, now, the leaders should save the planet, bring about peace. Yes, through vegan diet. When humans stop killing animals, James, they will stop killing men. I can imagine all citizens will approve and be grateful to their governments for their wise vegan law. I'm looking forward to that day. Pray that it comes soon.
Yes, that's right.
You and I pray, James.
Absolutely.
If nobody prayed, the two of us pray.
Right.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Of all the world leaders I know, you are one of the most optimistic. You seem to have so much faith in humanity when you say, quote, "I do believe that our planet is on the threshold of constructive change for the better of all the inhabitants, including animals, trees, and plants." This statement made me think about the animals. Tell us how the animals, birds and fish, are suffering because of climate change.
This is very difficult for me to, you know, to tell you how they suffer. In any case, you can always look into the internet, or anyone can look into internet research to know how they suffer. And you know, maybe more than I do, being the mainstream media as you are, anyone can take a look into the news, the info on the internet, to know the state of suffering of animals, even en masse in the wild also. You see, the cruelty we created by animal slaughtering extend far beyond their squeezy crate, far beyond slaughterhouse. And it is not just the animals who are tortured during their short life and killed mercilessly, but also wildlife die by chemical fertilizer runoff, or die by suffocation, by lack of oxygen in dead water, etc., etc., which again, caused by our careless lifestyle, by our desire for animals' flesh and blood, which I think is not fit for humans' dignity. It is us humans who lose big time our inherent compassion quality, God quality, loving quality, intelligent quality, spiritual quality, and health quality, and risk now losing our home planet. So we might even lose the whole human race if we continue this way. There are even more suffering await us after our death even, if we don't stop our bloody, gruesome acts toward all animals and men. It's a lot of information, but I cannot tell all this in few minutes, so anyone who listen can please look into the www.suprememastertv.com. Yes, then for more information.
Right, and animals are very healing to human beings, you know, when we have pets and we're around those pets. They reduce blood pressure, they are fun to be around, they're very, you know, they make people happy, and perhaps animals can help heal the planet as well.
Yes, they can. They are doing it already. They have been doing it, and they are doing it, and they will be doing it if we but let them. We have to let them live first, naturally, protect their habitat, and not domesticate or raise them more than the number absolute necessary, and even then just for their well-being only. Then they can have a chance to bless us, to heal the planet, and continue blessing us humans. We must respect them as we want to be respected. I cannot keep repeating this often enough. Because why? Because, frankly speaking, many of them have higher consciousness, more loving quality, more God quality than many of us humans. That I know. This is the concept that we must understand and bear in mind if we are to evolve further on spiritual level or to be at least a grateful being for all the blessing and sacrifice that our animals, benefactors, quietly bestow on us and the planet.
Well, I congratulate you on being such a positive influence in the world. You know, I'm noticing are vegetarians who follow various spiritual paths, gurus or teachers, who are beginning to switch from being vegetarian to becoming strictly vegan. I'm seeing this every day. I'm one of those also. Once following a lacto-vegetarian diet, but now have switched to vegan. So you've helped to bring about what I call a vegan awakening in the world. There's a great awakening, and a lot of vegetarians are switching to vegan, you know, these days.
Yes.
I've done a lot of research on vegetarianism in the world religions and veganism. There are passages of scripture in the writings of saints and mystics, you know, in support of being vegan, vegetarian, in most of the world religions. And most everyone on Earth is affiliated with one of these great world religions. Thus, the more vegan Buddhist movements, more vegan Hindu groups, Radhaswami groups, vegan Christian movements, the greater and greater the numbers of people will be switching to a vegan diet. Based on their religious connections. So that's really my strategy. Convince the religious communities and the world will go vegan. How can we convince more spiritual groups to switch to vegan?
It's a very good strategy, James. Very good. You're smart. Let's do it. you are doing it, yes. We just hope more people will help to do the same or similar in their capacity. But you know, I don't blame any of humans. People are not well informed, James. And concerning the vegetarian diet that you have followed, it must have been from maybe San Mart or Bias, yeah? Yes. Most religious group or teachers are originated from India, you know, right? Blessed be that ancient land of sages and saints. I worship that land. You know, the people who follow a vegetarian diet are already good, very, very good, James, yes? As in India, especially in the old time, cows are loved and even worshipped as second mother to children. Not slaughtered for meat, like in other countries, yes? So, and they give milk naturally, you see? They give milk naturally. So the lacto diet came from there. Yeah, the cows live in natural environment. It's okay to take that kind of milk or the cheese from there if the cow just give lovingly and willingly, naturally, you see? And sometimes the cows have too much milk, they also have to give out some so that they feel more comfortable, yeah?
Yep.
The cows live there in a natural environment. Well, I'm not sure right now at the moment, but when I was there, James, in India, I saw cows walking all over on the street, in the building compounds, and people let them be. And if the cows are on the street laying there, they just have to wait, you know, or talk to the cow, tell the cow to move, yes, before the cars continue. You see, when I was there, it's not long ago, maybe almost 30 years ago, no? Something like that. Yeah, it's still like that, yes. And they were not overwhelming. Raised in great numbers, like the way factory farming nowadays, you know, with squeezy crates and cruelty treatment, force-fed multiple drugs, harsh machinely milk until they could not stand up anymore, you know, then massacring mercilessly. This is not the way we should take dairy product. You see, that's what it is. You see, the Indian people, they did not know this. This kind of treatment they never had experienced before. So, of course, in India, they follow lacto diet, and it's normal. You see what I mean? Yes. So we can understand why the people still follow a lacto-veggie diet in some part of the world, or in India, yes.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Generous viewers, thank you for your loving presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Friday for part two of Interview with Supreme Master Qinghai, by James Beam of Spiritual Awakening Radio. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May you have a blissful life under God's grace.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.